The school board Tuesday night approved transferring nearly $30 million from the district's general fund to facilitate renovations at three buildings that are part of a new language program feeder pattern approved in February. $14 million will be spent at Columbus North International, $11 million at the Global Academy at Brookhaven, and just under $5 million at Dominion. The renovations are among the recommendations made by last year's Facilities Task Force, a plan that was largely shelved in November. The decision to reorganize the three schools, plus Spanish Immersion, Ecole Kenwood, and Hubbard Mastery, into a complete feeder pattern with a language emphasis was approved in February. District officials presented the board with a price tag for the renovations last month, but some board members balked, saying those funds needed to come from the district's construction budget. Board members Tuesday approved transferring the $30 million from the general fund to the capital improvements fund without further discussion. Renovations are expected to take 18 months. The board also approved spending $148,000 to create two cooling zones for the Columbus Alternative High School, which lacks air conditioning. That work will be completed this summer. With nearly 3 months under her belt, Superintendent Talisa Dixon is continuing to reorganize district administration. District Chief of Staff Maria Stockert will step down to become a building principal, and Chief Academic Officer Alicia Gillison will become Chief of Engagement. Dixon says in the newly created position, Gillison will strengthen community partnerships and make sure they align with district goals. Dixon is also reorganizing the district into six geographic regions. The five executive directors, organized by grade levels, will be replaced by six regional superintendents.
Currently reorganized by elementary, middle, and high school. So this reorganization will allow that person to oversee those regions pre-K through 12.
Dixon says a similar system is in place in Cleveland and Cincinnati public schools, and the new positions are offset by retirements and vacancies and will not add to the number of district administrators. While the positions have already been advertised nationally, Dixon says current executive directors can also apply. The six regional divisions will be announced in upcoming weeks, and Dixon says there will be more organizational changes as she finishes her first 100 days. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.